Let's talk some basketball here with the returning girls basketball coach at Milan High School in Shad Hurley. The Lady Cats are spending this week in a fun event, the 5th annual Tri-Rivers Classic over at Schuyler County. Milan started strong, got a victory over Putnam County. Lady Cat fans like that when the midgets go down to the green and gold. That was Tuesday night, 53-42. But one of those nights, I know Trenton had one of these last night. There are a lot of teams that had these last night. Grundy, our five boys, couldn't seem like they could put the ball in the hoop. Milan only had 32, lost to North Shelby, 62-32. How are you doing today, Coach?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing real well. Was it just one of those nights where the ball just didn't go in for the Cats last night?
Yeah, kind of. We actually played a really good first quarter, took them out of their press, out of their man-to-man, and, they went to zone, and we just struggled against it. We got real stagnant and just couldn't find the hole come the end of it.
So I'll be like the 5,000th person to ask you, what is Milan basketball going to look like post-Katie Pauley? What does it look like this year, Coach? I know you have some talent coming back. Is it just trying to, without Katie, getting girls used to the fact that they have to be go-to players now?
Yeah, it's just a confidence thing. We've got some talent. We've got some athletes. We've got some basketball players. So, just trying to gel and find the right mix of kids and getting their confidence up right now.
How did the girls look in your opener against Novinger last Tuesday? Was it a pretty good performance?
Overall, yes. We had our moments. Started out slow. In the second, third quarter, played really well. And then fourth quarter, we failed to put it away. Kind of the same way against Putnam the next time. Didn't play very well in the first, and then we played real well in the second, third, and then we failed to put it away. So, I'm just looking for that consistency right now, and I think we can get that by the end of the year.
Yeah, you're not the only team trying to find consistency. That seems like it's pardon the pun, it's a consistent theme here from the coaches I've talked to in early December. When you're playing your best, Coach, what's the strength of this year's team?
Probably just our depth. We can run a lot of kids in and out, keep fresh legs. So that so far has been our strength, and we're going to try to build on that and keep running, get people out, people, and see what happens.
You don't take a Katie Pauley off the Lady Cats and kind of look at it and say, hey, we got better as a team. That doesn't happen when you take Katie Pauley off. But what you do have, and this is the interesting thing to me, is you could have any one of, I would say, six or seven girls that could be a leading scorer on any given night, and that makes you, in some ways, a more difficult team to kind of scout because teams don't know who to necessarily key on.
Right. That's kind of what we're looking at, having a balanced scoring, and we did a good job of that. I think we had seven girls from 5 to 12 points and a couple other girls with 2, so shot a good decent percentage, and so that's kind of what we're looking at to do, is that just move the ball around, share the ball, who can get the most assists, and I think we got several kids that can shoot well enough and good enough to lead us in scoring at any point.
Hey, let me ask you here about the title game tomorrow. North Shelby, you struggled against them. I know Schuyler County is a real fine team coming back. 3 o'clock tomorrow, girls championship. How good of a matchup is Schuyler County and North Shelby?
Oh, that's gonna be that should be a really, really good game. Schuyler's loaded, and we found out North Shelby's loaded. So that should be a really good, fun game because they're both very sound. They've got really good athletes and they got really good basketball players. So that should be a fun game.
Yeah, does one have more size than the other? Do they both play fast, or are they kind of two teams that play similarly?
Well, I think they can do either one. I've watched both of them on film a few times and played one, and they can speed it up if they want, or they can do like North Shelby did to us. They kind of slowed it down, made it play half court, and it'll be a very interesting matchup for sure. Skyler probably has the height advantage. They got a couple of tall girls and lanky, but that'd be fun.
Yeah, let's talk about your game tomorrow, Coach. You got a third-place game now. You play Brookfield over at Schuyler County at noon on Saturday. What are the keys that you're going to be discussing with the girls, try to get a victory over the Lady Dogs tomorrow?
Well, we just got to be, we got to cut down on turnovers, especially self-inflicted turnovers. And we got to work our offense and not shoot, not be in a hurry. We've just been in a real hurry on our offense, and just be patient, not in a hurry, and don't turn the ball over. I think if we do that, we'll be in the game and give ourselves a chance.
What went well against Putnam County Tuesday?
You know, we pressed pretty hard and kind of wore them down. I think that through the second and third quarters a little bit, and that's what went good for us there for a while.
Yeah, is there anybody that's kind of stepped forward through three games as, you know, if you need a bucket, you're going to go through them? You know, do you have one or two players that you kind of feel like, you know, they've stepped forward as, you know, key scorers for us? Or are you still like kind of looking for different positions on the team?
I would say probably our senior Aubrey Cole and Hallie Weaver and our freshman Marion Dabney. They lead us in scoring right now, those three. But, you know, I think one's like 11 points, one's 9, one's 7, you know. So they've all three stepped up. But I really think we've got some other girls that are going to join those ranks pretty quickly. So, just like we said earlier, I think for us, it's got to be a complete group of us doing it, working together.
You know, there are three teams. I know Princeton is in this, grouping. I think Princeton got the one nod. I don't know if Coach Richmond is necessarily real pleased with that because he feels like, yeah, he's going to put, a little bit of pressure on the Princeton shoulders. But South Harrison's in there. Polo's in there. I know you feel like you got some talent coming back. This GRC race that gets started here middle of December, I think it's going to be as competitive as it's been since Milan, Putnam, and Trenton all joined.
For sure. There are several teams. Win that, I think. There's several good teams there. I think maybe even all even kind of evenly matched, and it's going to take any what happens on any given night. So you're going to have to come ready to play every night, and maybe have a short memory and get on to the next game so you don't drop a couple in a row. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I know conference games get underway a couple weeks down the road. Looking at, I think there are conference games on Tuesday the 13th and then Friday the 16th. So we'll save that for a little discussion down the road. What do you have next week, Coach? I don't have the schedule in front of me. What do you have that first full week of December?
Yeah, we turn right around and go to Brookfield and play Brookfield again on Tuesday. And then we end the week playing Knox County over here.
And that's Tuesday, Friday, I'd imagine then?
Yes.
Outstanding. Next game for Milan, noon tomorrow. That will be in the high school gym. Third place game, Tri-Rivers Classic over at Schuyler County. Coach, congrats on the success early in the season. Good luck tomorrow against the Bulldogs.
I appreciate it. See ya.